Shalom. This is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And actually, we have three witnesses in here today, witnessing that there is another realm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a realm, an unseen realm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard prophecy say that this unseen realm is going to swallow up the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Sister Grace that gave that prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
But Brother Hagin said to me many years ago in his office, he said, angels attended the first coming of the Lord, and angels are going to attend the second coming of the Lord. And before his second coming, and the first part of his second coming, of course, is the rapture. Before that happens, there's going to be more manifestation of angels. And so we want to talk about that. And we talked about yesterday hearing into that realm. And I have my daughter Brenda here. And when we used to go, tell what we would do in the car, Shelley. We had four children, mm-hmm. one car, and tell how we kept peace in that car.
Mm-hmm. By singing.
How?
We would sing in the back seat, all four of us, to keep from fighting on the way to Nana's house.
And so we'd just start a song, and they'd all start and sing. And then every once in a while, what would happen?
Well, Brenda would say, let's sing that song that they're singing. And she would look up toward heaven like, you know, like what they're singing. And, of course, we couldn't see them or there. And I don't know if you remember, Brenda, but you'd kind of hum along with what you were hearing. And our brother, Terry, who's in between us in the birth order, he said, he was about nine. He said, Shelley, don't sing with her. She's crazy. But Brenda's always been able to, not always, but a lot of times, be able to hear in that.
Hear in that realm and see in that realm. And Brenda, can you share some of what you've seen, of what you've heard?
Yeah, it's just basically, you know, you can train your ear in the natural and you can train your ear in the spirit. And if you give your senses in the spirit to the Lord, He'll speak to you, and you'll become more aware of that realm. So you know what I don't remember that particular story about me hearing that Shelley shared, but I could realize I was probably in a place where I could hear because I was giving myself to that as we were singing, and so it made my senses, my ear, more sensitive to that realm. And so I was able to hear.
And from time to time, you do see angels, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Well, it's just a matter of, and to me, it's normal. Getting your physical body in shape, you'll notice that you can do things that you normally couldn't do in this natural. And the same thing in the spirit. Once you start getting your spirit in shape, you will start doing things that you'll become more aware of that you normally were not aware of. And so when I can get into a place and I can become very sensitive to that realm. It's normal. It's not like God's trying to keep you from anything. It's a normal way to operate in your life.
Well, it's been very normal for you because you're what Brother Hagin calls keen in the spirit realm. I'm going to tell an event that happened to you. I was thanking God that I had Brother Hagin when I was bringing her up because I didn't see these things and hear her so much. So I would go to Brother Hagin. I would ask him about her, you know. But you were, I know you were at my house one Christmas time and just quite, you weren't really what you call in the spirit, Brenda, and you just happened to see Hannah's angel, your daughter's angel.
Well, what might not have been the spirit, but I had been in a place with the Lord.
Yes.
You know, and that you dedicate your life to Him every day and consecrate it to His will. And when you do that, you open yourself up to things. I mean, you open yourself up to things of the Lord. Now, you have to have discernment of it, of course, and all that. But you know, the Lord he's full of surprises. And
tell about the time when you were a science teacher. What happened to you at our house in Collinsville?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly how the sequence of events were coming, but I know I was listening to, I was going to teach the students on Einstein's theory of relativity, and Mom had done a...
I had done a tape on it because I have wanted to understand it. And I asked Brenda to bring me home. Now, she taught 7th and 8th grade science. I asked her to bring me home a book that I could understand. And she brought me home a 3rd grade book. But it was, you know, a long book about Einstein and this theory. So some amazing things. I had heard a scientist speak at the Full Gospel Businessmen and explain how the speed of light and Einstein's theory of relativity is in Timothy. And so I did a tape. We still have that tape. It's called Walking in the Light. And it was just fascinating, the facts that we found out concerning the speed of light and how it relates to the book of Timothy. So Brenda was listening to it, and she decided she was going to teach from my tape to her class. And she was in our house, and what happened?
I can't remember if I saw the angel first. I saw an angel go by.
You saw an angel go by the window outside the kitchen.
I saw an angel go by. And I went outside and I said, don't leave without blessing me. Just, you know.
Like Jacob did.
Yeah, just like Jacob. And I was all by myself. And I thought, no one's here to say anything to me, so why not? So I did. So I was listening to that tape and I noticed that... I started getting like a divine intelligence and memory, and I just noticed that I could read fast and understand. I was reading in the Bible, and
read the books of Thessalonians,
and I could read, and I understood it, and I was operating in that realm.
She said, as fast as she could turn the pages, she could read the whole page and understand it.
And you know, that reminds me of Brother Hagin's Zoe Life of God. That book that you did on his, the summer, it's in the summer one, mm-hmm. June. Mm-hmm. And it says that when he was, after he got off the bed of affliction, he was way behind in his studies.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't make very good grades at all. And he got that scripture that in Jesus was life, and that life was the light of men. And
yes.
He operated in that light.
And so that was the blessing that came to you.
That was the blessing.
You began to operate in the speed of light, mm-hmm. and in the light of God. Mm-hmm. Well, Brenda had several experiences when she was growing up, and she had one experience that was a little frightening to me. She was in her bed at night, in her bedroom. And what happened, Brenda?
Well, I, for a long time in my room, and this, I don't know if my room was haunted or what, but...
It wasn't haunted, Brenda. It was fear.
I'm serious. It seemed like every single night, the devil would come and visit me.
Mm-hmm. Well, he'll come visit anybody.
And, but
he'll haunt anybody.
Not every single night, though, but it was like every single night. And so...
I remember he told you weren't saved at one time. And I was praying, and I said, Lord. No, I was praying, and the Lord spoke to me. And he said, the devil has told Brenda she's not saved, and she's afraid. So I asked Brenda, did the devil tell you you're not saved? And what'd you say?
I said, yes.
He told her that. And the Lord gave me the answer. He said, you tell her that if she were not saved, the devil would never bring it up. He wouldn't want her to think about being saved at all. But the fact that he's tormenting her is the very fact that she is saved. Mm-hmm. It's proof of it.
But
so
first of all, I'll tell you this because I don't want to give the devil any glory, but because this enemy, the devil, was always visiting me, and I asked Jeannie Wilkerson about it. I said, you know, it seems like the devil always quits trying to visit me every single night, and you know. And she said, no, Brenda, don't talk about it. She said, because once he hears that and gives attention to it, he's going to come. He likes the attention. So I had talked about a little bit just to people here and there, you know. And she said, well, quit that. And you just hold the blood of Jesus and you don't say a word about it. And once I did that, I never had those experiences again.
Right. But I wanted to bring this out, that you had an experience where the enemy... at least made you think that he was taking you around the top of your bedroom. And so I ran to Brother Hagin with it. And Brother Hagin said, Now, he said this, Brenda. He said, some people are born very keen to the spirit realm, and some people are dull. And he said, I don't know why. And he said, now, you take old brother so-and-so. He pastored that church for so many years, and he was dull to the realm of the spirit. But I was always keen. So he would bring me in. And he said, Brenda's keen to the realm of the spirit. And he said, when the devil finds someone like that, he'll try when they're children to get them so that he can use them as like a medium for fortune telling or whatever. He'll make pictures move on the wall. He'll do all kinds of things. He said, but God needs them. Just as God needs us for a medium for a body, that's what the enemy. And he said, but don't tell her not to stop yielding to the spirit realm, because he'd like her to stop that too. He said, any experience, this is the point I want to get to. You tell her, any experience can come from God or it can come from the devil. At that time, he was trying to make her travel around the top of the room. God took Brother Hagin clear to heaven. So he said, tell her to learn to discern. Now, the Bible says, and this is the point I wanted to get over to you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11, 14, 15, no marvel, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Galatians 1, 8 says, even if an angel comes and preaches another gospel, don't listen to it. Now, here's the part I want to get to. 1 John and chapter 4. And in 1 John, it says to us, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Anytime an angel appears to you, you give the test. You say, in Jesus' name, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? When there is an appearance, they cannot confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh unless they are of God. If a demons don't have little red horns and all this and that, they'll try to look beautiful to you. They'll try to give you an experience. Experiences, don't cut off all such experiences, but test the spirits whether they be of God. In Jesus' name, do you confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh? I often say this when God is speaking to me, when I'm praying and I hear him, and he'll always answer me with a very wonderful answer. Give the test. These things are going to start happening. You test in the name of Jesus and you won't hear any more. There will be no confession that he's come in the flesh, and you can rebuke them. You can plead the blood of Jesus just like Jesus says, and they will be gone. But you don't turn off that realm. You don't turn off that spiritual realm. You learn to test and walk according to the Word of God. You can have our Glory Watch magazine absolutely free just by telephoning us at 417-336-4877. 417-336-4877, or just go online, billybrim.org. This is Billy Brim and Daughters saying, Shalom till tomorrow.